I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Four tropical storms battered Haiti in succession between August and September. They caused $1 billion damage and left nearly 1 million people homeless. Survivors are still crammed in makeshift shelters without enough food or water. Jonathan Wiles with Living Water International says,
a lot of wells were either contaminated or buried under feet of mud or broken down, and so we're going into those areas and helping communities restore their water supplies.
In so doing, they're laying the groundwork for the gospel.
What we're doing by going in and giving the churches and the people of God clean water to share with their neighbors, we're enabling them to reach out to the people who are hurting.
Next, it's been nearly 2 weeks since Greater Europe Mission organized the Day of Prayer for Europe, and people are still joining in the worldwide virtual prayer initiative. GEMS President Harry Dineen says over 12,000 people joined them. They have registered prayers for every country in Europe. One of the interesting statistics was,
in the regions of North Africa, as well as Turkey, had the most prayers of any areas of Europe. That brings into focus issues of Islam, and so that was an encouraging thing, too.
And in an Asian nation where ambiguity protects believers, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism reports that opportunities for evangelism are opening through teaching English as a second language. One missionary wife is using a translation of Genesis to teach women how to read and write in their own language. Prayer is needed for a believer who's also been accused of burning down a church that was built by missionaries. Please pray for God's wisdom for those who are in authority. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.